Simon Shin Sari Aleph Sif Beis. Yisraelim Hadorim. The Chotzi Yechidi Be'ir Shal Enem Yehudi. Shema Kevus Chaim. So there was one Chotzi's worth of Jews, which at that point in time they do not need to do a Shituf. They're doing a Ruvah Chatzis between themselves. They do not need to do a Shituf because there's only one Chotzi of Jews in the city. They do not need Tzchiris Rishos because there's only one chutz's worth of Jews in the city. And now, over Yehudim Acherim Derech Shom v'Shabbos Minis Achsenu b'chutz Acheres. A group of Jews came there for that Shabbos and settled. They're in a different chutz for that Shabbos. So now, look, there's two Jewish chutzers in the city. Would you now need shituf and you also need skiris? No. Einu moisim aleim. Derech and oiser mutar matalta b'chol eir. The second group doesn't anas because the second group is not there as people which are kavuim. The only urchim and urchim do not anas.
We had that concept before.
We
right?
did, yes. Okay. Sifkot yud test the bottom word over there. Yisraelim hadorim pirish. Ashakam yisraelim dorim bechotzer. There's many Jews. In one, as long as one chotzer, kamalkam matorim hayol haitzi mechotzer the mumah shalir. Then yishavutiv mevuas kamanei chotzer kechad chashiv haechosher eru bechanal. Once the people in the chutz are made an eruv, look at the din of shitu. If we look at them as one unit, shemakevas chayma. The idea is that in tzicha oed shum tikkun. There's no need for any other tikkun. But then you made him a kevas chayma. Masuya ketikkun mavuas kedin. Or any valid halacha enclosure doesn't have to be dafka wall. The example was a wall. Now came a second group of Jews. When he's aksanu b'chutz acher. Some chafalv. This halacha would mean we could create a similar scenario in the case of a chotzer. So you say halacha is if there's one Jew in a chotzer and one goy, you don't need chateres, you don't need skiris. Now a second Jew moves in for that Shabbos. So now you have two Jews. Two Jews normally needs a ruvah chateres and it needs skiris malkum from the goy. Well, it doesn't because it's only there as a guest. It'll be the same parallel case. We could have the exact same case. We're going to talk about the chotzer atzma, the issue of clearing the chotzer. The term shema for the eruv ubali skiris rishus v'na akam ha'etayim. Since the guest does not answer, so you do not need eruv, you do not need skiris. Okay, chof beis ein oisim. Okay, they do not answer. But zolimer daf the kaim alon shim shnei yisom dor meir. If there's two Jews, Yisham Gam Akum, there's another Adarbi ear, and a Moshum Tikkun the Talta Kozman Shal Sachum and the Rishus. So we need Skiris Rishus. Hacham Deinim El Markim. The second group is only Archim. Tila Gabi Yisrael Kavuah. So here they're both to the Kavuah. Kain Ein Kanal Yisalech. There's only one Jew or one Chotzer, which counts like one Jew. Matar Matalto. Now the Hetter Tilt applies both to the kavuim and also to the archim. But some the gam archim ba'azam mutar matal to bechol year they can carry. But the asam magen avram the after archim and emosim al balabais hakavuah shom. It's interesting two issues according to the it's not a two issue according to the magen avram. So the archim did not ask around the balabais. He's a kavuah. They're considered a tafel to vis-a-vis him. So he doesn't need air to be misar for them. He doesn't need skiris rishus because of it. Fine, but the Magen says Abba Balabai is oisar al orchim. They are living here without an ruvich atzeris, and there's the other person over here is a kavua. You can't ignore him. So from their perspective, they need a ruvich atzeris and they need skiris malka. Shlo haitzim b'tayim l'chayir. They can't carry out. So the patzatim shemur. However, we don't pass on that. But now it's in the Kedasa Shechonar, Shechav Him Matorim, because Shechav Don Leah, Basim Shanaim, Mishay Baruch Rai. But no, we pass on that it's a two-way street, both ways of Mutim. A lot of carry B'chol Ha'ir. Kol Shechon Matorim, Matal to B'chotzer, Shem Yis Achsenim, Ben Amosim Zelzat. The place where they're staying, they're a lot of carry in that Chotzer for sure. Gam Kem Ha'itayim, Adon Nit Bolim, Ligabi Balabai, Sekavot. Because they're not considered significant, to the Balabais, which is Now, when near the dafka kasha'ir mukhabas chayma oshasuk, the tikkun eruvin kadin, it has a valid tikkun. Shiva kul ir kachatzar achas, we can deal with the whole city like one big chatzar. The vachila batila the gabi Yisrael shudar b'chatzar cheres. If they're not one big chatzar, so each group is separate. So you can't say they're the arayach of that group. They're not really shaykhas to that group. So they can't be the arayach of that group. So in that situation, so if both would have rishus to use that chotzer, it's you know two chotzers, but they would have access to the other chotzer. One, so they can't carry in their chotzer, and they can't carry in their chotzer until they make it a shituf, which allows them to at least a shituf to allow them to use other areas. Without the other minimum, the rechon or iser. We had this idea before. The person comes to the town regularly, even though each time he comes, he stays less than 30 days. We said before that the shir in a reach versus a toshiv is 30 days. The person is planning to stay for 30 days, or more than 30 days. 30 days is still a reach. The person is planning to stay for more than 30 days, he's not in a reach. And then when the shir said over there, if he's planning to stay more than 30 days, he's not a reach even from day one. He's a kavua. He's planning to stay for 5 weeks. So from day one, he's ready to come. Not when day 30 passes. Okay, that's what we had before. But we said, but let's say a person is never going to be there for 30 days straight, but he's going to come on a regular basis throughout the year. So if he's wrong to come.
Can we apply that rule of 31 days for other halachas too? Is that in general do we hold that, or is it specifically for Erev?
There is that halacha. It's 30 days. I don't remember it's 30 days.
I know mezuzah. I mean, if you're renting it.
Right, but let's say the guy with the dinner of Tosha Bia. If I come to a city and I would find a stay there for more than 30 days.
Yeah.
So, and it's a so, am I considered a Ben Ha'ir?
That's what I was wondering. Like in 2 days Yadav. If you're going there, let's say you're going there over. I don't know, Sukkot.
No,
you're staying there for 40 days.
Yeah, so that's since it's like the lock, so that's not.
Oh, because you have another factor there.
But there's certain cases that got to be certain financial responsibilities.
The guy's using the Mambo Master has four different options.
Ramora says, they used to collect stock from the Balabatim in the city. So they used to collect what's called the Tamchui.
Tamchui,
they used to collect what's on the Kupa. So a person's chayiv if a person stays in more than 30 days, he's included to contribute to tamkui.
Mm-hmm.
So he's enough of an kavur that he's included to contribute to tamkui. Right? Is that right? Tamkui is 30 days.
The Gemara says four different times.
Yeah. 30
days, 12 months, 16 months.
Right. So, now, the rogel is aksein shom. If a person regularly comes there, k'moshematzeh b'yirid and shirigilim lo b'sham tami. If they have the yirid in Lublin, and a person comes there 3 or 4 times a year to the different yirids which take place.
Fairs.
Yeah, but the fair was basically a more market type of a situation where people would bring their wares to sell, and people would sell things. It was a chance. That was where the major business took place by the yiridim. So any merchant. And we come to the Yerid on a regular basis. So this Yerid once a year, so he came once a year. The Yerid is monthly. So each month he would come and spend 2 or 3 days there in the inn or wherever it was to be able to take place of the part of the Yerid. So then he's considered a kavua. He comes regularly. Some say no, up to 30 days. He's always considered an arayach and does not ask. Okay. Simon Shin Sari Beis. Did a Reuven Leir. Boy Chesif. Says, over here it presents a fascinating. It's like, this is like a new angle which we never mentioned before. Okay? The new angle here was the ownership of the city. Leaving not the chesed, which is chesed rishos. Person owns I own a city. Right? The Mishnah of Tarfon owned cities, right? They owned, I mean, they owned all the property of the city. Yerushal Yisrael Kinyan Yachid. He had a city which belonged to a Yachid. He built up the city and he rented out places. He sold out places, okay? And he left himself, you know, he lived there also. So it's called Yankel City, Yankel Town. Phil Nasa Sharam, even though it's Maisa, he sold out the properties to men. And now it's no longer his place, it belongs to many people. Okay? Mishtatim Kulam Shituf Echor, Mitalto Bechol Medina. Medina being another name for the city. So as long as you enclose everything properly, you do one shitav, and then you can carry. Now, what Mr. Bruce is going to say over here is you only have one eitz. You have to know it since it started out as a one makom, so you can't divide up. You'll have this chutz or this chutz, this chutz. I'll carry my chutz and your chutz, etc. No, you dafka must do shitav and make it one again. Tall's money to perceive the people as Yankel's town. Even though
you can't make separate,
i.e., there is, as long as people still look at it as Yankel's town, even though really it isn't, as long as people perceive it, so the only way you can do it is make it function as one place, like Levittown, right? The guy built his name was Levitt.
I don't think he owned it.
He built it himself, right?
He built it himself. I think he owned the town. Yeah. he sold houses,
right? Okay. And why is a Rabbi Yeshua Pesach Echad?
There are people who buy islands, though. You buy an island and get built on it, and it stops you from having people, 30 houses on the island.
Right, then people buy islands of those houses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, it was. And why is a Rabbi Yeshua Pesach Echad? We start from Kulam Shitav Echad. The Metzias over here. I'm not sure when it says Pesach Echad, it's referring to Pesach Echad inside the city. There's only one access into the whole city. It means Pesach Echad. I'm not sure exactly what Pesach Echad is.
Why wouldn't you think that it means it's only one entrance in the city? It was a walled city with one shire in it. It's like you sometimes you have a cul-de-sac where you have. There's only one street that gets in.
That's the problem is we deal with like a chotzer. We deal with the whole city like one big chotzer because how good for that it doesn't have another. Which is around me, so it was a foolish mishar l'shar. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. I'm always also Rabin. Riyeshu shapes. A, it belongs to more than one person, and B, it has two a entrance and an exit on different sides. Sha'am negosim b'zev yitzim b'zev. So it started out as this metropolitan city, not this little thing belongs to one person. So now the opposite is true. Even later on, one person bought it all out, and now it all belongs to him. I mean, he's renting out the houses, but it belongs to him. Eimer Arvin is cool. So Chazal said, look, you can't be Arv the whole city. You have to leave out one area which is not part of the Arv. One chutz with one house in it. Everybody else makes a shituv, and that guy's out. Okay. Moshe will say that the logic behind this is because I was worried about, like I told you the story with the Minig Baltimore, right? I heard this from a rav in New York, and he said that he was one Shabbos he sees a family. Didn't recognize them, and they were apparently they were guests. He sees this boy carrying in the street in Brooklyn. There's no Arab.
Oh, he says my minig is to carry, is that?
Yeah, I came from Baltimore. Baltimore, they carry on Shabbos.
Oh,
that's my minig.
Right,
minig Baltimore, I carry on Shabbos. So, you know, that's your minig. Because I'm worried about that problem. So if you leave one section of the city out, but you can't carry, so people know don't carry there. Means what's that about? You know, I mean, you're allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry. So as long as it's one chutz, we deal with it as one chutz, or i.e., that it was owned by one person, or it was like chutz-like, and that it didn't have an exit, entrance, and an exit. We can be marv the whole thing, and I don't know if you only marv the whole thing. But once it's Sarabim, we are not Ma'ar of the whole city. We leave something out. Then the place where they left out, then you cannot carry. And they can make that section, you can make their own shituf, but you can't carry from A to B or B to A. If the group that you left out was more than one person, it was a whole group. So then we're not going to allow them. They made their own shituf. We're not going to allow them to carry anything beyond that area where they made their shituf. They make their own shituf. There was a mishum hekeru. Kishyedo sha'erev hitel lahem latal to beir zeh shavim poikim boy. It was only through the erev that they're allowed to carry. It's clear, we have a clear graphic example of this. You're limited in your ability to carry. We wrote to the Arab Mavi Mavi Lat. If they answer each Mavi with his own Eruv, and not together, that's definitely. So instead of having this section being allowed to carry this. You have 10 sections. Okay, for sure, good, right? In the situation where we're going to be ma'ar of each mavi separately, there has to be a clear halachic delineation between each mavi. That's going to be either two pasa. Or Tzuras HaPesach. So they have the Gemara Brura.
Why two?
Two.
Pasen, why two?
See, Alechi recurs Matra Movi. To be considered as the equivalent of a valid wall to act as a hafsik between two Mokamas.
Yeah.
But to act as a hafsik, you need something more than that, like you need Tzuras HaPesach. So, as I also said, two passes and two sides, that's equivalent of...
Oh, it's a pen?
They got by a Mavi.
Oh, so Mavi is stricter than the Chatzah, you only need one pass, right?
Correct, we had that before.
That's how I remember talking about two. So two is specifically for Mavi you need two?
No, I'm saying that the point...
Oh, because it's a wide entrance?
Only Mavi, but only... Two passes only works by a Mavi. If I have a... This, you know, two passes help. I need to rest the pass. We have an open,
right.
Open. So if we have a closed area, just a lechi or a kara is not enough to give it a din. It's totally separate.
Oh, so in a situation where you normally need it to rest the pass, if it's a movie,
you sometimes get
two passes. Okay, so it's a kulin, not a homer.
Yeah. Aleph kin yochid pirsha b'no yochid la'atzmai v'hiskir l'rabim. Either he planned to, he built it, he should own it, and then he's planned to rent it out. Or he built it to have people live there, but he kept for himself is the plaza area, and the Sroti is the main highways. Okay. Not that he's renting it out to other people, because that would maybe look like that's Irsha Rabbim. No. He's renting it, even this shot, even he's renting it out. As long as it's people know it's known as Yaakov's town, that's called Irsha Yochim. Even though it has the characteristics of Rosh Hashanah, it goes from one side to the other. To start out as Irsha Yochid, he makes Shita Vechud.
It's very strange that he's saying, I mean, it's two entrances, I understand that, but why is he saying Vedavka, they go in one way, they go out
one
the
way,
other?
One-way street.
I mean, what is, they can't
one-way
go
street.
In the game.
One-way street.
I mean, what does that mean by that?
The point was, we had this before, that the definition of Rosh Hashanah, the definition of Rosh Hashanah was, it's Mefulash Mishar L'Shar.
Right, okay.
Mefulash L'Shar means that a person could travel all the way through.
Right.
So it's not saying that this is the entrance, this is the exit. It could be this is the entrance, this is the exit, this is the entrance, this is the exit. But
it's wherever you want it to be. I mean, you can go in any direction.
But the point is you can go all the way through.
So why is he just saying before? Well,
okay,
says
that they're both,
the way he's saying the lush
both exits, both entrances.
No, of course, you have to go back out the way, place where you came in.
Right. I mean, so why did he just say foolish? I mean, it's just a very strict. He makes it sound like it has to be like one is an entrance, one is an exit.
No, either one can be. They both can be entrances.
Like a one-way street. Yeah.
No, they can both be entrances and exits. The point is, a person travels from point A to point B and point B to point A.
You don't have. It means you don't have to go out the way you came.
Correct.
Why would I have to go out the way I came?
You only have one door.
If I only have one, I just mean, so, okay, so...
Or it's not my fullest Mishar Lashar. So this thing goes in,
so,
and that one
okay,
goes
so,
out. Listen to me. This one goes in over here, this one goes out over here, but I can't get from this... there's no access from here to here. So I can't go in this one and out that one, or in this one and out that one.
You could have said Mefulish.
You could have Mefulish. And the point is, Mefulish, and also that was the logic of Mefulish was because people don't do that. So mainly, it's considered a main thoroughfare to carry traffic through the city.
It's just, if you look at the pure words, that's what he's saying. That's why it's very confusing. Sha'am nechnasim bezu v'yotzim bezu. He's saying it like that. There's one that's clearly an entrance, and one's clearly an exit, and,
right?
Which is kind of.
Okay, sheet of echud. Now, though we have bedaf, the only eight you can have is making sheet throughout the whole city, because since people perceive it as one, making a one, when you start making it as two, they say, oh, it's not a one big group; it's two different groups, right? So it loses its shame of. We have to deal with it like one chutzner. I can't have two groups in one chotzer separating. That's also. So, I have two groups in different chotzeres. But in people's mind, this is one big place. So it's like two groups in one place, which is not acceptable. Okay. Once you do that, you're mishtat of one. And then you can carry... You can carry anywhere else throughout the city. Once you've done your tikkun mevuos and close everything up the way you're supposed to, so you're able to now carry anywhere in the city. Or it was an Irshal Rabim, but it had one Pesach. Pesach, the whole time just throw Shir, but Irshal Rabim. The reason why we need that one group should be separate. You can't make everybody one big group and everybody can carry everywhere. We don't let you do that. Why is that? That people shouldn't forget of the concept of Kol Rishus Rab.
Why aren't we worried about that?
We do that. We never close the whole city.
But we can close the whole neighborhood, really.
Right, but since there's another neighborhood which left, there's a concept called the end of the era.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, okay.
That's exactly the point. Mm-hmm. Whereas over here, the city was the city.
Yeah.
At the end of the city, of course, you always stopped anyway. You know. Right, so that it doesn't act as a reminder itself, because people stopped and they didn't go outside of the cities. But over here, Keshutach Shazarab, Kibun Shain La Ella Pesach Echad, Mitzad Hashem Histuma, La Damer Lo Shazarab, and we did a Kachotzer. We did it like a Kachotzer. It's not like Rosh Shazarab. But even if not Shazar Yachid, now Yachid buys it out. Shemacharul, he bought out all the Rabbin which is there. Still, the law is you have to deal with it. The case was Chotzer Sharabim, Ir Sharabim, if he sold to a yochid, it remains as such. Marvin has kula, but you leave one mokamok.
Okay,
Zion. In Marvin has kula, Zera Shematachzer, but he also wishes to rob him, we call a gamkin. So why not? Rent it belongs to a yochid, because eventually he might sell it out to a rabbi, and there'll also be mako, and that's not acceptable. Well, main noigim nizoyer bezet ilmir shirabi. They don't seem to be makar not to be married the whole city. So what's the pshat? Be'evshu the sirlu kikirish Rashi. The aim the rabbi pachad v'shisarim. Rashi shita is that this halacha of irsha rabbi is only a rabbi halacha rabbi v'shisarim ribo. Then you can't. Then you have to separate the city.
Isn't there an area around Yerushalayim? On the whole city? And there got to be more than 600,000 people there, no? I would assume. I mean, if you're counting everybody. You're only counting the Jews, maybe not. But eventually you could hit that number. But I think there's an area around the whole Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken. I don't mean the old city, I mean the whole thing.
I can't imagine every single shkuna is in.
No? I thought it was.
I don't know.
They have, like, separate.
I never heard anyone having any issues of carrying Yerushalayim.
We did a bunch of separate, like,
I don't think
it
so.
All connect.
I think it's all one. I think it's all one.
Unless, so, there's a chazan ish, which says, there was. Shalak, can you go like Chittas Rashi? And Bishamur, it says like a lashon of the minig of them is not to do it. Maybe it has a like Rashi, like sort of being matzik the what they're doing. Chazin says it a little bit different in age. Why are we making an erev around it? You can't make an erev around Chittas Rabbim. The Teretz is Rishon because the like Rashi Shita. It's not Shishim Ribo. It's not considered a Chittas Rabbim. So Mamon Hashem. As much as we hold like Rashi Shita, you're allowed to make an area around the Shizaram because you need 6,000 people, then you're allowed, then you don't have the Zalaza of keeping it separate.
Right.
It's the same Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
So Mamona Shochi says, as much as we're in the Pshat, we're making, you're talking about a place where they're not being semi on Rashi Shita, they're closing it with walls.
Mm-hmm.
They're using glosses, the Ulus Belaiva, those type of things, which work even in Rosh Hashanah. So then you say, okay, I'm not being semi on Rashi.
So, one minute, if you're building wall, like actual halakhic walls, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah?
If a person would go and make gates across the streets, actual gates, physical gates.
Yeah.
Across what? Across the street.
Imagine they put
gates through the middle of this of the thoroughfare.
So they have these big gates which you can close. Or you can roll off to the side, a big gate rolls off to the side. And they keep it open 90% of the time. Once in a while, they you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, they close it off. It's nulus belayin. Closes belayin.
How long does it need to close for?
That's a big mechlokes.
About what's called.
Or how often you have to do it, and how long it has to be.
In there.
So how often? So that we hold that works even for Sisarab.
Oh, so we're so sure of as well.
So if I don't have to, nothing except from Rashi Shita, do I do that?
So I guess
I borrowed this.
Maybe that's what they do.
I borrowed the kibbutz from there Monday night.
So what's it called? So the one day in Rashi Shita in Manhattan was Rosh Hashanah Deraisa.
So theoretically,
they don't technically have a time where they could just like
roll
gates across the
Broadway, right? But you know, if theoretically they'd be able to get from the permission.
Theoretically, they could do it around the island.
That's a possible. Okay, I mean,
the problem is the bridges, no?
Right.
It's surrounded.
If they would be able to make
how much of it is
gates
the water?
Across the bridges,
then you'd be okay.
They'd be able to close it off. They might be able to.
Like sea gate is come out surrounded by water, right?
Seagate has a gate around it.
Even without the gate, I think it's
all this
water.
Part of it.
That's surrounded by water.
No, none of it.
Part three
of it.
Sides.
Three sides. It's a peninsula.
Right. So
the other side has a gate.
The other side has a gate.
Yeah.
So Moshe holds it's a gate. You can close.
Because there's a gate. You can close.
Right. Same, but there's an actual gate. You know, you can't get into this. You can't get in there. There's a sentry there. I mean, there's something blocking.
Gated community.
Yeah.
Right. said. So then you're not being Samech HaRashi Shita. So then already it's okay, not being Samech HaRashi Shita. So now it's an Irsha Rabim, you can't be Ma'ar of the whole thing. You have to leave, have to leave a section out. Because this is the point that that which we are knowing to do with Sarasa Pesach around the city without that means we're holding Zanush as a Rabim. Means Zanush as a Rabim, this halacha doesn't apply. That's a Chazan Isha's point. And the remain the people who are set off separate, they can carry their area if they make a shittuf. Okay, so Klomer Rachakakul Kisina also the Tal to Bivov. Okay. He has a girsa. The shittuf shoysim laatzmom im hoyu hanasharim rab, not ve'im. It's not a new point. They can't carry another another section of the city. You see what he did with the Vav? He moved the Vav from Ve'im, Hoyu Nisharim, took the Vav away from there, put it in front of the words, Asurim Latal to Mashar Kalir. Took out a Vav and put in a Vav. Okay, this is a bit, I'm going to finish up with the Mishnah Berurah before Mincha. Rabbi. If they're rabbi, the Mashiach rocked that according to Shita, he doesn't need Shita, he's only one over there. Why do we do this? Okay, Hagar Kesha Yedus, hold the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Yud. Hold it here.